Very professional sports writers right there. And one, what is it that you do, mystery guest?
I do whatever is required.
Today, will the Cavaliers or Capitals ever lose again? Is John Calipari too hard on John Wall? And whether Rex Ryan needs to hibernate after unleashing this to the general public. Oh, I'm sorry I did that. Here's a horn.
Oh, just do that again. It's like Woody P.
It's Around the Horn, the show of competitive banter. Here's Tony Reale.
Who is that mystery guest? Welcome back to the show that scores the argument. You know the national panel in Los Angeles, Adonde.
Spoiler alert, some people say I'm the mystery guest.
You're not. In Dallas, Tim Kalishaw.
Do you think I fear the mystery guest? A little bit. I do.
You should. In Chicago, Jay Mariotti.
I knew what, was Lil Wayne not available? Who is this guy?
I don't think Lil Wayne's available. In Miami, the return of Michael Smith.
Hey, look, I'm not coming here to rock the boat or change the system to accommodate me. This is all about, I just want to fit in. I just want my spot.
You remember how to do this, right? 2 points for a good answer, 3 points for a good answer.
You mute me before I get a chance to say anything. And you just...
Yes, that's exactly how it works. Let's go to work.
Who are you?
It's the first word.
NBA basketball. Cavs Nets last night. Here are the Nets highlights. LeBron's carry. And now for the Cavaliers, their relentless pursuit of world domination. 12 straight wins for them. That's long, but not the longest streak in sports. NHL hockey, to the ha! Capitals 14 straight and on the ice tonight in Montreal. I got a question for you, Kalishaw. Which streak is more impressive, the Cavaliers or Capitals?
I got to go with the Capitals, not for every reason you think. I am impressed with the Cavaliers. Some of the things we thought about them early in the season, those seem to be fading. They're fine right now.
Okay.
But it's harder to have a streak in hockey. The games are one-goal games. Mm-hmm. They come down to shootouts. They come down to overtime periods. To win 14 in a row, to do it the way the Capitals are doing it, if you're watching them Sunday, they're losing to the Penguins 4-1. That game should be over. They come back. Ovechkin gets the hat trick. Biggest stat, 30-6 in the third period. When they get down, they are just crushing people.
Good stat.
And they're doing this all without Varlamov, who's been out almost all year. Very impressive.
Go ahead, Adonde.
Yeah, but Top Cat, the Cleveland Cavaliers have been doing it for the past 9 games without Mo Williams and without Delonte West, arguably their second and third most important players. So the fact that they keep on winning without those guys, yeah, the competition might not be the best. Witnessed the Nets last night, but they are getting it done night in, night out. No let-ups, even though they very easily could. It's February. It's time for the blahs in the NBA. But what this is becoming is a referendum on LeBron James, his ascendancy to the top of the NBA. He's the guy who leads the NBA in plus-minus, the stat that's in vogue right now. He's certainly cementing his claim to the MVP right now. Well, meanwhile, his top rival for that honor has missed the last 2 games for the Lakers, and they continue to win without him. I don't think we'd see the Cavaliers winning any games.
So what
without
I'm hearing
LeBron
is the
James
NBA
right
guys
now.
Picking the Cavaliers,
that.
The NHL guys picking the Capitals. Let's go to Mariotti.
You are conveniently forgetting, J.A., that 8 of those 12 wins are against losing teams. It's a byproduct of a weak league and a weak Eastern Conference. I'm with Tim Kalishaw on this. It's much more difficult to put together a hockey winning streak like this. Look at the last time it was done. It was last done 17 years ago. Adonde, these NBA streaks happen all the time. You can see double-digit win streaks every year in the NBA. It doesn't happen often in hockey. Tim cited how strong they are in the third period. They're creating one of the great home advantages in sports. They've won 11 in a row. The place is all red. And on top of it all, who are we watching as the centerpiece, maybe the most exciting player in all pro sports, Alex Ovechkin, trying to win a Stanley Cup. So my eye is on that because I know, J.A., that LeBron James is good. This Capitals thing came out
of nowhere. Now we go to Michael Smith.
I just look at it like this, fellas. You know, the Cavs winning streak is nowhere near close to threatening the all-time NBA record for consecutive games. Meanwhile, the Capitals are 3 shy of matching the Penguins from 93. That's Mario Lemieux's Penguins, who got 17 straight wins, the all-time record. That, to me, is way more impressive. You're talking about history when you're talking about the Capitals. As far as the Cavaliers go, yeah, you know, we've seen this before. What did they lose? 2 games at home last year. They were a great team last year. And what happened in the playoffs? I want to see them get it done when it counts. I'm still not convinced that they're the favorites. Yes, they're playing great right now. But what about Orlando? Is this the real Vince Carter we're going to start seeing? We know what Orlando did to them last year.
Okay.
You know, the Celtics are hurt right now. What about the Celtics, the Hawks, the Lakers in the West? Meanwhile, the Capitals are asserting themselves as a clear-cut
best
team in the
league. So that's 3 for the NHL. Back to Adonde.
Fine, you can throw out all the other victories. The only one that matters is the one against the Lakers, which completed the sweep against them. 2-0 against the Lakers in the regular season. I think that translates.
But the Capitals win over the Penguins, the defending champs in hockey, would count just more. Let's talk a little bit more about this Capitals streak, because like Michael Smith said, three away from the all-time record, three games until the break for the Olympics. That's kind of stinky, isn't it, Kalishaw?
Yeah, that is kind of unfortunate, because these guys are going to take 3 weeks off. But I think this team is solid. And, you know, you can say a lot of the same things about Ovechkin that you say about LeBron. He can win scoring titles. He can be the best player. This is his year to try to win it.
I think the two-week break could help them because, face it, so many other teams are affected by players playing in this thing.
I don't know about that. Yeah, would you want a 17-game streak stopped by a
two-and-a-half-week break? I will say this, though. Your goaltender, Theodore, is playing great, Smith. And that's what they needed to happen.
Well, all I'm going to say, Mariotti alluded to something earlier. He mentioned that Ovechkin might be the most exciting player in all of sports. Maybe it didn't happen overnight, but maybe between Crosby and Ovechkin, what they're doing, you know, maybe hockey is really on its way back. It might take a little while, but they might be resurrecting hockey.
I'll tell you who's on his way back. Michael Smith in the lead. What's happening, guys? You going to let him come
happening?
In after
nice.
9 months off the show and just
being
rock
nice.
It? Let's move on.
Mike.
Talk some college.
Predictable.
Another win for Kentucky last night. Another ringing endorsement from Coach Calipari. Quote, there was effort, but there wasn't great play. End quote. John Wall had a double-double, also had six turnovers, and a mid-game benching from his coach. I want to know what you guys think of their relationship. There's been public comments going both ways that have been kind of critical lately. You think Calipari's too tough on Wall, Mariotti?
I think so, Tony, because it's all public. I was at a game at the Garden a couple of months ago when they were playing UConn. I'm sitting right there by the bench. They're going at it, and Wall's giving him the stink eye, and he's screaming at him, and it's still happening. And Wall now, three different times, has come out this year and talked about the coach being too tough. Yeah. I would suggest, even though, you know, think about the way he handled Derrick Rose and Evans. I don't recall these public displays of admonishing either of them. It's obviously not working for Wall because he keeps making turnovers. If I'm Coach Cal, I'm doing this behind the scenes. The kid, Tony, had 22 with 10 rebounds and 3 steals, and Cal is emphasizing the 6 turnovers. I know he's trying to make the best of the kid. It appears the kid, though, is too sensitive.
So you think it's too much, a little bit too much. Smith, how about you?
And no, don't pass over that last part you just said. He's doing what's best for John Wall. I'm trusting John Calipari. This is nothing other than him trying to get the best out of this young man. SEC games, 9 SEC games for John Wall, 49 assists. 37 turnovers. That is not a good assist to turnover ratio.
Coming back a stat,
so
man.
If Calipari, whatever he needs to do to stay on this kid who was basically canonized when he first got into college basketball, now it's time. You know, he got to keep his thumb on him. It's tough love. You mentioned Derrick Rose, Tyreke Evans, last two rookies of the year, most likely. Whatever Calipari is doing with John Wall, I'm going with John Calipari. He's got a track record.
I'm going
and they
with
already
Calipari
hugged it out
right
last
now.
Week. They're
I
good.
I hear you, Michael.
I got to go with Michael Smith here. You know, it was the end of Derrick Rose's freshman year before people really started talking about him as being the number one pick of the draft. They were talking about John Wall before he played his first game this year as being the first pick. So I think the coach knows what he needs to do to motivate him. I think he sees this as a special team, and I don't think his criticism has been that harsh anyway. So I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Donde.
Yeah, there's nothing for John Calipari to lose here by being tough on him. What's going to happen? John Wall's going to be offended and leave early. John
exactly.
Wall's only going to be there for 1 year anyway, so you might as well be tough on him. You might as well try to get the best from him, not just for this year, but for the duration of his career in the NBA. Michael Smith alluded to it. It's an assist to turnover ratio of only 3-2. The good point guards have 2-1 assist to turnover ratio. The elites like Magic Johnson are closer to 3-1 in their careers. So, yes, I want Calipari on that wall. I need him on that wall.
But I mean, he's been yelling at him for 2 months, and the turnovers continue. As Smith said, 37 turnovers last 9 games, so it's not working. I would try a different approach.
Well, it worked in the end last night, though. He finished with the double-double. Things we know about John Calipari. He can get you a Final Four banner. He can get that banner taken down, and he can coach point guards, as Michael Smith said, looking back at Rose and Evans, his last two point guards, succeeding in the NBA. There's our horn. Here's our break. Coming up in buy or sell, the trade everybody's holding their breath over, maybe, a game that used to be a big deal, and sorry to do this again, but what?
No.
The assist from the fan next
to
him.
Don't do that.
Where's
Would
the FCC?
Would you really venture into the nether regions? Look at this. Really? You're going there?
You
okay. Stick around. Smith, looking good.
Buy or sell.
Buy or sell time. Come with me if you want to live. The Boston Celtics. Woof. losing record over the last 20 games, fourth in the Eastern Conference, and more trade rumors. Baby to Charlotte for Augustine, maybe. And the Boston Herald really wants Ray Allen to be dealt, feeling like I'm reading that every day. Buy or sell an overhaul for Boston, Adande?
I buy it. They knew going in when they assembled this group it was maybe going to be a 3 or 4 year run. Now it looks like it was a 1.5 year run. So better to break it up too soon than too late.
Too soon? Kalishaw.
I'm going to sell it. I think there may be some overreaction to what's going on here. When Garnett gets healthier, they will play better. They're still right there with Orlando and Atlanta. They're not going to catch Cleveland anyway.
No, they're not. They're 0-4 against Atlanta, 1-3 against Orlando, and they're only 15-9 at home. All the indicators are there, Tony, for this team to be broken up. If I can get Kevin Martin, a young guy like that who's not fitting in anymore in Sacramento, for Ray Allen, an expiring contract, I would make that deal.
Yeah. And to Miami, Michael Smith.
No, I'm going to sell it. I don't want to break up the band. They got one more hit record left in them. I still like this team, and I believe that Doc Rivers really likes this team. They're going to get it together. Kalishaw mentioned Garnett getting healthy. Pierce is just coming back. They'll figure it out. I wouldn't blow it up just yet.
Duke UNC, two nights. Try to contain yourself. Two teams separated by 8 miles in the shade of blue and 9 spots in the ACC standings. UNC on the bubble for the NIT right now. Have lost 7 of 9. They're half game out of last place. So I ask you, Kalishaw, you still watching Duke UNC?
Yeah, because I want to see at least part of it anyway. I want to see what's happened in North Carolina. They shouldn't be this bad. Deion Thompson, you showed him dunking there. He should be playing better than he is. I know he's not surrounded by great talent at this point, but big night playing Duke. I still want to see these two.
As you said, Tony, North Carolina might not make the NIT. You might have 6 Atlantic 10 teams in the NCAA tournament. That tells me the landscape is changing dramatically. You don't have to watch this game. The best game of the night, New Mexico 15 against UNLV number 23,
I like the way
is
you're
better
thinking.
Than Duke Carolina. Mm-hmm.
You know, the cliche is when these two teams get together, you throw the records out the window. I can't. 13-10, losing 6 of their last 7 games, coming off the worst loss, 21 points at Maryland under Roy Williams. There's got to be something else on TV tonight. Adande, can I borrow your DVD of A Few Good Men? I'll watch that tonight.
Adande, get in there.
Well, I certainly won't be watching this either. I'll be at Jazz Lakers, but I'd rather see a good team. I mean, come on, you've got Carolina, we know is out of it. Duke's not even that impressive as a top 10 team. 4 losses, what do you want to do? See them pass the ball around, a single, take a shot. So who's going to watch that? You, Lieutenant Weinberg.
Tyler Hansbrough's jersey, his number being retired.
Oh, well, why didn't you say that in the first
retired.
Place?
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, there you go.
No one did they do that last year? Yeah.
Panthers, Hurricanes last night. Anybody watch that? I'll take it as a maybe.
Not again.
Rex
not
Ryan again. On hair, wearing a Flyers jersey, implored by the cheerleaders there to put on a Canes jersey, which is which led to this unfortunate stage of undress we forever burned into your memory earlier. Between this and the middle finger, are we at a home confinement situation for Rex Ryan?
This Rex in the City thing has to end, really. I mean, man is all over America. I mean, last week it's in Miami. Now he's at a hockey game in Carolina. Rex, you've been good for the game. You're a fun guy. But please, give it a rest.
Smith.
I'm going to have to grab that ankle thing and put it on.
Rex in the City. That's the title for the reality show that this guy should have. I want cameras on Rex Ryan at all times. But come on, man. Don't clown him about the stomach. That's happened to all of us. What'd you expect to be under there? A washboard? You knew it was under that T-shirt. The T-shirt came up, so you got what you expected. It's just Rex being Rex.
No, Michael. During football season, yes, Rex Ryan is a welcome respite from the usual boring, robotic coach speak. However, during the offseason, he needs to go away. If I want to see somebody's stomach, we've got plenty of other options, such as the situation on Jersey Shore. We don't need to see big, massive
player. Never bring that guy out.
Kalishaw, please.
It's a cold day in February. There's not a lot going on. I'm with Michael Smith on this one. More Rex all the time, wherever he wants to go. I want to see what's happening.
More Rex. Would you be the fan sitting to his left who gave the assist, helping the shirt out, sticking
that
his hand
me.
Up
that
into
could be
that?
Me.
That could be you.
Could have been at a Panthers game.
Okay. First cut. Jay Mariotti, 20 points. A good score, but not good enough today.
You have to ban anybody who mentions the situation. That guy should never be mentioned.
I've gotten in trouble talking about the Jersey Shore show. I can't talk about that anymore. Out of Bounds is next for Adande and Kalishaw Smith. And coming up, preview to the winter games you demand. And if this is what the slopes look like in Vancouver, maybe Lindsey Vonn will be wearing this uniform, if you know what I mean. And I think you do. Or
Jim Fanning.
J.A. Adane with a few good style points. He's in the lead. Smith doing whatever is required. Kalishaw.
What about me?
Is still here. And Mariotti is lost. Let's go out of bounds.
It's out of bounds.
This is the snow I have in Washington, D.C. Snowmageddon, Snowverkill. This is the snow they don't have in Vancouver. Olympics 2 days away. SI cover girl from last week and swimsuit model from this week. Lindsey Vonn is very bruised up, but still planning on doing five events. Apollo Antonono, Johnny Weir, Sean White, Johnny Davis, Bodie Miller, other stars of the U.S. team. Which athlete do you have your eye on, Adande?
Well, I'll probably be hanging with the speed skaters again, like Apollo Ono and Shawnee Davis and Chad Hedrick, like we did in Turin. But I really want to see the star of Turin, who I thought was Sean White. He's a guy who's a transcendent athlete. You might not know a thing about snowboarding, as I did when I went out there, but you can just tell he's the best. He's that much better than everyone else. I mean, the things he's able to do in the air, the creativity, the grace, the style that he has on that snowboard, he's the guy you have to watch in Vancouver.
Well, I think it's good to go into an Olympics with some familiar USA personalities and names like we have this year, but I'm watching more for the country of Canada. Hosted the games in Montreal in 76, hosted them in Calgary in 88, never won a single gold medal. Of course, they're focused on hockey, both men's and women's. Martin Brodeur could wrap up the greatest career of any goalie ever by winning a gold medal for Canada in these games.
Michael Smith.
I'm going with Lindsey Vonn. She's the story right now, two-time World Cup champion. Now she's hurt. The Vontourage, as they call it, is following her around, trying to get her healthy for this. So I'm going with her. She's the star of the story right now. She's on it today. She'll talk about her injury. Got to be Lindsey Vonn.
Adane, back in.
You know, I'll be up there next weekend, so if anyone wants to go check out the Canada-USA hockey game, you don't think that's going to be a great environment? I actually want to see curling. I mean, that's their sport up there.
Did you just make a public appeal for some people to hang out with you in Vancouver? Is that what
they need? Who needs two? No, I just need tickets. You don't need to hang out with me. That's an added
honor. I think people need to embrace the sport of curling in this country the way they have in Canada. It's a great beer-drinking sport, and you don't have to be the greatest athlete in the world to play it. Another possible gold for the country of Canada.
Okay, so now we got that covered. It's a great beer-drinking sport. Adane needs some friends to attend the game. Okay. Second cut. Those are the scores. 31-29, 27 for Kalishaw. Well played, but not well played enough.
Well, I wish my best to the mystery guest. Against the top cat and killer, it should be a thriller.
All right, thank you.
Muhammad Ali.
A little recap. Showdown is next. Adane and Smith. 2 men enter. One man makes like a tree and gets out of here. And straight ahead are the Blackhawks, team to beat in the West. Also, the do's and don'ts of breaking glass in the NHL. And the per-do's and per-don'ts of the Big Ten. Womp, womp. Michael Smith really going to come back from hibernation and win in his first show back at Donde? Are you going to let that happen?
Not on my watch. Not on my watch.
Showdown number one, mascots. There's some great mascots out there. The orange, the Stanford tree. How about a live tiger? Missouri students trying to bring a live tiger to games. Facebook group of 1,300 students want to do it. Another group of nearly 1,000 says no. What do you think of a live tiger at games, Adande?
In any situation, you have to envision the worst-case scenario. And in this case, I suggest
that's
you
a pretty
ask
bad scenario.
Siegfried and Roy what could go wrong when you're operating with a live tiger. No, bad idea to have a tiger around campus.
You don't even have to envision a worst-case scenario. Just pop in the hangover. I mean, why would you
right.
do call Mike
exactly.
Tyson. Mike Tyson will tell you, leave the tiger in its cage. Do not mess around with a live tiger, people. What I don't want to know what those 1,000 kids are thinking. They're actually in college thinking this.
LSU has a live tiger they keep in a habitat.
They don't bring it to the game, do they?
In a cage. They don't bring it to the games, I don't think, at least. You brought up the hangover. Smith's getting the point.
I knew you would like
Purdue's
that.
Purdue's win over Michigan State last night in East Lansing. Looks sharp on their resume. Makes things interesting in the Big Ten. Boilermakers number 6. Are they a team you can believe in, Michael Smith?
They've beaten Tennessee, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and now Michigan State. Yeah, they're not that great behind a three-point line, but I believe in Harvey Dent. I'm sorry. I believe in the Purdue Boilermakers. Absolutely. They're right at the top of the Big Ten. That's another movie reference for you,
I got
Tony.
You. Look out Dande. For
me. And, Michael, you left out one thing, though. They lost to the Northwestern Wildcats. As much as I love my alma mater, losing to the Purple is not the resume on which championships are built.
Swipe.
I'm sorry. That's not a great idea. Also, they're 10th in the Big Ten in three-point shooting. Not last, because it's 11 teams
going
in the league, but 10
is
right,
10. Not
11
the way to
teams
get a point.
In the Big Ten.
You can't go out on your own school and get a point. That should be
you know what?
The rules.
I know how much it hurt Adande to do that, so I'm giving a point to comfort him. Stars, Blackhawks last night. Good game of ice hockey. Hawks winning in a shootout. Good show of sportsmanship here from the Stars. Trevor Daley. He gives a stick to a young fan who got glassed. Your thoughts on this, J.A.?
I'm very impressed. It's a nice gesture by the player and the organization. Reminds me of the time I had to violate the no autograph rule for media access when a kid was trying to get Juwan Howard's autograph at the old Capitol Center. A railing gave way. It fell to the floor. They didn't give an autograph, so I had to go in there and ask for Juwan's autograph to give it to the kid.
I wouldn't classify that as sportsmanship, technically, but that is a great gesture on the part of, you know what I mean? Look, the kid is going to remember that for a lifetime. I'm sure a lot of people would take glass in order to get a hockey stick from a real-life hockey game. That is a great souvenir, a great story this kid will have to tell for years to come. It's like taking a baseball and getting
But where's your cool story about having to go into a locker room to get an autograph from a player to give it to a fan who fell off a railing?
Adande.
Getting the point meant to be broken.
And the win. 30 seconds of face time. We go to the lounge.
We go to the lounge where Jake Long is in the VIP. And, you know, we're all focused on football now. It's time to think about the Olympics. But in the meantime, stop and pay attention to what Kevin Durant is doing. The young man, still only 21 years old, has a streak going of 25 consecutive games with at least 25 points. And, you know, maybe there can be an upside if Kobe Bryant should happen to miss the All-Star game with this ankle injury. That means more playing time and more attention for Kevin Durant. A superstar, great kid. You can follow him on Twitter. He'll answer any of your questions on there. Kevin Durant, an emerging superstar in the league.
Absolutely.
Follow me on Twitter, too.
Are we calling him? Are we embracing the Durantula Cali
show? The Durantula. I like
Durantula.
That nickname.
Like the Durantula.
Or Durant Durant.
I'm like being
that.
Told in my ear right now they do bring a live tiger to LSU games. LSU football. So this
they
is
do?
Done. This happens.
Well, leave it to train professionals.
All right, we're done.
LSU, no
we'll see you tomorrow around the horn. Live tiger. Keep him at tiger.